Well, good morning. My name is Brent Lane, and I am part of the News Radio 92.3, 1620, and Cat Country 98.7 family. It is such a privilege to be in the studio this morning, and I am joined by a woman who is an outstanding leader in our community, and you are in for a treat. We are going to present you with Dr. Martha Saunders here in just a moment, who's going to give you the State of the University address. And I want to encourage you to text us at 850-437-1620 if you would like to ask some follow-up questions as you were listening. And it'll give us a chance to interact, talk about what UWF does for our incredible community and why it is such an incredible jewel in our community. With that, we present the sixth president of the University of West Florida, my friend Dr. Martha Saunders.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And good morning. I do appreciate the kind invitation from News Radio to share the State of the University address live on air during the Pensacola morning show. I'll get straight to the point. The University of West Florida is doing just fine. But to provide a little more detail, I always start with a review of the university's mission statement. It goes like this. UWF delivers a learner-focused university education that enables students from varied backgrounds to meet their career and life goals. UWF research and community partnerships advance the body of knowledge and enhance the prosperity of the region and the state. This year, as in the past, we have been true to our mission in a lot of meaningful ways. Our efforts have paid off in national recognitions, rankings, metrics, and gifts. I learned in Public Relations 101 that recognition matters. If we want to move ahead, people need to know how good we really are. These recognitions pay off in attracting students, employees, donor, and government support. UWF continues to rise in prominence via a number of national recognitions. We are a top 10 public regional university for the third year in a row in U.S. News and World Reports again this year. UWF earned its highest ranking ever in Best for Vets college list at number 12 in the country. We were named a 2024 Great College to Work For again this year. This recognition is given to the 10 highest scoring institutions in the country in the large university category. In the Florida Board of Governors 23-24 performance-based funding model, UWF excelled in metrics measuring retention, median wages upon graduation, and high-impact practices. We earned some of the highest marks in university history and landed in the top three in three metrics. We launched the Here for Good capital campaign with a major gift of $10 million to break ground and name the Darrell Gooden Stadium. Students from varied backgrounds have caused our enrollment to swell. Again this year, we have experienced record enrollment. As of today, we are just shy of 15,000 students at 14,823. Our undergraduate enrollment is up again, 3%. Our graduate overall enrollment is up again at 13%. Other notable increases are first-time in college new students up 4%. Our overall enrollment has increased by 11% over the past 4 years. Now that's incredible. And these new students are more academically talented than ever before. When I came into the presidency, UWF had never had a national merit finalist. This year, we welcomed our 14th. These are students who can go anywhere they choose, and they have chosen UWF. Our students are indeed reaching their career and life goals. Here are just a few examples. A UWF team placed top five in the country against teams including Yale University, Dartmouth College, at the National Big Data Health Science Student Case Competition. UWF Lewis Baer Jr. College of Business students took home a first-place win at the 2024 Southeastern Hedge Fund Strategy Competition. The team beat students from 28 other universities. UWF's speech and debate team swept the table at the Pi Kappa Delta Nationals. The UWF Singers are the only college or university vocal group to have been invited to the Florida Music Educators Association Conference next January. The invitation resulted from a blind audition where the recordings are reviewed by a panel with no information regarding the school represented. This will put our singers before a massive audience. ROTC student Logan McKenna finished second in the nation out of 5,500 cadets at the Army's biggest annual training event. And again this past year, UWF scored high on the state's performance-based funding metric 1 and 2 that measures percentage of graduates employed 1 year after graduation and how much they're making. That's a quality metric, and it's clear to me that employers want our graduates and they are willing to pay. We are advancing the body of knowledge through grants and research. Here are a few examples. The UWF Center for Cybersecurity received $12.3 million in various grants to launch the UWF Florida Cybersecurity Training Program to provide free training for state and local government employees and to expand cyber skills to work. We were awarded a $6.7 million Triumph grant to enhance nursing program offerings. And just recently, we received another $3.3 million Triumph grant for water and vessel engineering in partnership with the New York Yacht Club's American Magic Racing Team. Our Educational Research Center for Child Development won a $1.6 million grant from the U.S. Department of Education to assist Pell-eligible and Pell-recipient student parents. We earned approximately $1.7 million from the National Institutes of Health to mentor and train the next generation of biomedical scientists. Our faculty and undergraduate students in the Department of Psychology, the Department of Physics, and Electrical Engineering developed the pulsed medical LED goggles for the effective early detection of Alzheimer's disease. UWF is enhancing the prosperity of the region and the state. And here are a few examples. Well, that's awful. Sorry. Excuse me, I didn't turn off my phone. Now, back again. UWF is enhancing the prosperity of the region and state, community partnerships, and a few examples. UWF and Leidos, a Fortune 500 science and technology leader, launched the Leidos Cybersecurity Infrastructure Lab. The lab provides students with hands-on cybersecurity education in realistic digital environments. UWF partnered with Farcast on an innovative research program to make cancer treatment more predictable for patients. Ascension Sacred Heart and UWF began a strategic initiative that allows upper-level Bachelor of Science in Nursing students to complete the final three semesters of their clinical and classroom time on Sacred Heart Pensacola's campus. UWF Historic Trust has partnered with F. Diane Pickett, founder of Dufuniac Landmarks, to preserve historic homes in Dufuniac Springs. UWF Archives and West Florida History Center received the largest donation in its history. Approximately 300,000 Escambia County Circuit Court records from 1820 to 1930 will open myriad avenues for study. Our most recent analysis shows our annual impact is $1.57 billion. The Haas Center used UWF's annual financial statement, specifically our statement of cash flows, as well as total employment as inputs to the economic impact model. So, what's next for the current year? UWF facilities will be leading the way. The Sandy Sansing Sports Medicine Center will open in November. Our gateway at campus entrance is nearly complete. We're working on plans for the extension to the Science and Engineering Building. We're organizing our facilities and maintenance processes to better serve our campus. The library has new elevators. The satellite plant is underway to enable campus expansion. A newly remodeled Building 50 will open shortly after the new year. And, sadly, the demolition of the beloved Pizza Hut dorms has begun. We have new leadership slated to take the helm of our standalone School of Education. A new AVP for research will play a central role in the development of a 5-year strategic plan for university research. We're working on a 5-year strategic plan to maximize opportunities at the UWF Emerald Coast campus. We're launching civil engineering in response to strong demand from our community. Our Here for Good capital campaign is well underway. If we meet our goals with this campaign, we will see the naming of at least 25 academic programs, departments, and facilities. If we meet our goals with this campaign, we will see the growth of an Institute for Global and Population Health, a newly named analytical lab, and a new state-of-the-art data server for our computer science program. If we meet our goals with this campaign, we will break ground for a new football stadium in 2026. And if we meet our goals with this campaign, every undergraduate at the University of West Florida will have access to a scholarship. From time to time, I think about proposing a Latin motto for our university. I like Semper Prorsum, which means ever forward. But a better one may be a quotation from Virgil, Non omnia possumus omnes, which means we can't all of us do everything. We can't all of us do everything. We need each other. We need talented students, hardworking employees, and a supportive community. In closing, I want to say I am proud to be the president of the University of West Florida. I am proud to be a part of this wonderful university, and I hope you are too. I'm proud of our young staff selected for Leadership Pensacola. I'm proud of an athletics program that not only wins championships, but graduates students at a high rate. I'm proud to have 7 conference coaches of the year. I'm proud to have a community garden planted by student volunteers with a new native plant terraced garden, which will serve as a teaching and demonstration garden. I'm proud of another record freshman class and the Herculean efforts of the first-year advising team and the deans to find space and classes for them. I'm proud to have secured the prestigious Carnegie Community Engagement Classification. I'm proud of a record year of faculty hires. I'm proud to fly the colors of UWF, and I'm proud to serve an amazing community. Thank you for listening.
You have been listening to Dr. Martha Saunders, president of the University of West Florida, right here on News Radio 92.3 and 1620. I'm Brent Lane, and I get the opportunity to ask a couple of questions and really kind of open it up to you to ask a few questions. If you'd like to text us a question you might have for Dr. Martha Saunders right now, you can do that at 850-437-1620. And it is such an honor to have you in our studios. And I know you were expected to give this speech, except for we had a hurricane come through and it closed the campus down. So I am thrilled that we had the opportunity to get this out there, because it is something that is, I'm so proud of what our community is, and I'm so proud of the work that you've put into this community. So let me just say, as an Argo dad, because I have paid for two daughters to go through the program.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. To see enrollment going from, I think when my daughter Callie went through, we had about 9,000 students. So to see us coming up on 15,000 students tells me that we've created a place where people want to come, and they have chosen, as you said, 14 merit scholars have come through UWF. We have created a space where people from all over the country come and get not just a quality education, but an education they can be proud of. And that speaks volumes about what we've done at the University of West Florida.
Thank you. And it really has. And I'm very pleased that we're a first choice university. Students that can go anywhere pick us for a variety of reasons. And it's exciting to be there and to be a part of that growth. It has been intentional. We have really been leaning in to make sure we have the right resources that the students need. More internal scholarships. Students, it costs money to go to college.
Amen.
And sometimes even a small scholarship can make the difference in whether they can stay or take that extra course or stay that extra semester, or whether they have to stop for a while. So that's been part of it. We're better known across the state. It's kind of neat, especially when I'm in Tallahassee and I'm introduced to someone, I get this appreciative nod, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
UWF, yeah. You know, I've heard of you. And
you're like,
and,
we're here for good.
Yeah, we're here for good. I'd say that every time. It feels good. It feels really good.
You know, I remember a couple years ago, 2019, actually, you and I got the opportunity to stand at the airport as our D2 national champion football team came flying back in. But I'll never forget, on that road, there was a school, I think it was McNeese, who was like, who are the UWF Argos anyway? And I have always, that sticks with me, that we have shown not just the state, but really the entire country, who the UWF Argos are, and continue to do that day in and day out. And part of that is, as you said, it's hiring great leadership. Like, we've had some incredible instructors that have come through. The schools that are in play right now, a whole new generation of leadership comes out of our community's college, and UWF is something to be so proud of. Is there a moment when you look for somebody who's going to come join our university, how do you evaluate that? How do you evaluate somebody's passion?
If you're talking about an employee or a student?
In this case, I'm talking about an instructor.
We look for people that have a vision, they have a purpose for their lives. It might not be terribly well defined, but they know where they want to be. They want to make a mark. And what we love to do is help them get there. You know, we open the doors and say, how's this one look for you? We don't have a lot of churn in our faculty. They come and we give them room to carve a space and make a mark with their research, with their teaching.
Yeah.
And so I think that as long as we have that, I call it kind of a frontier spirit, still okay. exists here, that we let them say, well, go explore and see what you can do with it. And we won't let them fall over a cliff, but we'll let them, you know, kind of carve a path. Our students get to do a lot of that themselves. If they have an idea of what they might want to do, then we're going to help them figure it out. And so I think there's a kind of an adventurous spirit. The person that's going to do well here has sort of an adventurous spirit and says, like, you know, let me see what I can do with myself.
We are talking to Dr. Martha Saunders, president of the University of West Florida, and taking your texts and questions for her at 850-437-1620. David would like to know, can UWF afford to continue expanding the engineering offerings?
Yes, we will afford it because of the high demand. We opened mechanical just a few years ago, and it is just booming. We had a longstanding computer and electrical engineering program, and every time we open one, it grows. This programs were built for multiple sites. We offer it here, and we offer it at our Fort Walton Beach, Emerald Coast campus as well. All doing well. The employers are saying, send us all we got. So we make it a priority because it needs to be.
Excellent. Dr. Martha Sanders in the studio at News Radio 92.3, and your questions at 850-437-1620. I don't have a name on this text, but it was a question that I was going to ask as a follow-up as well. It says, you mentioned the football field groundbreaking should be done in 2026. When will it be completed?
That is a question I can answer in January.
Okay.
We have the requests are out for our architects now.
Great.
I will have that selection by the holidays. And then once we get the architect and have some sense of the scope of the building, then we'll be able to tell you when it's going to be done.
I love that. I remember coming to campus, one of the first games that ended up being on campus, and you roll up in a golf cart, and we were watching the student section, like, having a party. And it was a different thing, because that didn't really exist at UWF before really that moment. I mean, students were trying to make it what it is. We have Will Kennedy join us all the time to talk about Argo football and to get the sense that the University of West Florida is providing that university, you know, collegiate athletic experience, and watching those kids not just get the education, but also getting the full college experience. It's so rewarding to watch that growth over 10 years. It is so exciting.
Well, I think timing is everything. And it was really time to create that traditional, you know, on-campus feel. Every time I go to the games now, I mean, I have fun.
Yeah.
And the students are having a blast, and it just feels good. It's what they're there's really no other event that brings students and community and employees together like a football game. So it's exciting. And Will was my student. I always have.
I love it.
He likes for me to tell
him. An incredible leader with us in studio, and not just in our community, but for our students at University of West Florida. And it strikes me that Caleb Nobles, who's now our football coach, we had him kind of speak on leadership at a Leadership Pensacola event. And having him talk about his investment in coaching men to be better men strikes me as something that is also a big part of what the university does for students, coaching you in whatever part of that experience you're in to be better at whatever it is. And that mentality, I've never run into an instructor or professor, leadership at University of West Florida, that has not had that mentality for a student. And again, as a parent who's invested in the University of West Florida, that's what I want for my kids.
Well, the athletic program's slogan is building champions for life, but it could be the university's as well. We certainly care about the handoff. When you graduate, we want you to have a job, but we also want you to thrive. And I think that has always been a part of it. I've been a part of the university for a long time, and there was an intent to make sure they do as well as they can. And people change jobs and they change careers and opportunities, but we want the best for them, and we stay engaged with our students and our graduates.
Dr. Martha Saunders has joined us here in the studio at News Radio 92.3 and 1620. It has been a privilege to have you share the state of the university with us. Before we cut away to news, can we get a go, Argos?
Go Argos!
Go Argos! What a...